Next patient is. The next patient is George Zoropointis. That is George, G-E-O-R-G, Zoropointis. Zoropointis is Z-A-R-A-F-O-N-I-T-I-S. Z-A-R-A-F as in Frank, F-O-N-I-T-I-S, N as in Nancy. Zoropointis. Date of birth, 9/29/64. Date of visit is 3/13/25. Please make copy for David Heise, M.D. H-E-I-S-E. David Heise, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of MS and prior history of COVID infection. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a this is a 60-year-old white male who has a past history for MS, has had weakness of all his extremities, and is wheelchair-bound, and is residing at a skilled nursing facility. Period. The patient has experienced shortness of breath and occasional cough. And he also describes shortness of breath while speaking. And has had chest x-rays, which apparently were unremarkable. But I do not have any recent chest x-ray report to compare. Period. The patient had a chest x-ray in July of 21, which showed mild subsegmental basilar atelectasis. The patient is not on any oxygen, and he does not use any inhalers. And has had no chest pains, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. And no nausea or vomiting, but has some reflux symptoms. Reflux symptoms. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of multiple sclerosis for over 30 years. The patient was quite ambivalent up until 5 years ago. And he did develop COVID-19 infection, following which he had progressive weakness, including marked right-sided weakness, as well as the arm and the leg, which was non-functional. And he has also had some weakness of his left lower extremity with foot drop. The patient was admitted to Advent Hospital in December of 24 with lower extremity weakness. Had a neurologic evaluation done and subsequently discharged. It also states he has some cognitive deficits. And was diagnosed to have exacerbation of multiple sclerosis. Next paragraph, past history. Patient's past history is significant for diabetes mellitus type 2, history of multiple sclerosis, and past history for lumbar disc surgery. Had a tonsillectomy and C-spine fusion and a cholecystectomy. Have been treated for hypertension and have had penile prosthesis. He also had restless leg syndrome and urinary tract infections, and had chronic leg edema and foot drop. Next, habits. The patient smoked for up to 20 years, a pack per day. Alcohol use occasional. Next, allergies to pollen and dust. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease, mother died of Parkinson's and breast cancer and colon cancer. Next, system review. The patient has weakness of the extremities. He has double vision. He has had some weight gain. He has urinary frequency, dysuria, a shortness of breath, and some wheezing. He has heartburn and diarrhea. Yes, occasional chest pains, no palpitations. He has anxiety with depression. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness and weakness. He has numbness of the hands and legs. No blackouts, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Included med list included gabapentin 600 milligrams TID and Imodium tablet 2 milligrams Q6 hour as needed, and also on Ocreditus, OCREDUS injection weekly, and hydralazine 10 milligrams BID. Lysix 20 milligrams daily. Yeah, that's it. Now, per physical exam, this well-built, middle-aged white male, alert, pale, but no acute distress. He is in a wheelchair. He has weakness of the right extremities. And his blood pressure. Let's see. His blood pressure is 138 by 70, pulse 84, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 240, saturation 94. HEND are non-spheric, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, ears non-formation, throat is clear. Neck supplement, bruising, thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And there are occasional wheezes anteriorly with no crackles. Heart, the absence irregular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex with the 1 plus with no gross, small deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Oh, can you please change the neuro exam? Neuro exam. The patient is in a wheelchair and has weakness of all extremities, more so the right upper and lower extremities. He is able to move his left hand, has a weak grip, and the right leg is weak but is able to lift it, and reflexes are 1 plus. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Patient number one is chronic dyspnea with airway reactivity. Number two is a history of multiple sclerosis and hypoventilation. Number three is hypertension. Number four, history of COVID-19 infection. And number four is chronic back pain with lumbar disc disease. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a chest CT without contrast. And, chest CT with contrast. And also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And the patient will be given O2 2 liters if he has desaturation noted at night. A sleep study will be arranged. Patient will use albuterol NEBS 2.5 milligrams Q6 hours PRN. And a follow-up visit we arrange in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Heise, H-E-I-S-E, Dr. Heise. Copy for Dr. Heise. Doctor, this is a... Thank you.